You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
How are you this morning, Troy?
Oh, well, I'm fine. You're going to give me a hard time as well, I assume.
I don't know.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll see. What have you brought in for us this morning?
Good stuff on the shelves of Southbound this week. And I think we start with this one, which just looks magnificent. A triple vinyl set from the ever reliable and splendid Soul Jazz Records. This one here entitled Studio One Supreme Maximum 70s and 80s Early Dancehall Sounds Right Around the World. Today's Sound Today, Soul Jazz Records.
It's a pretty fantastic cover.
Isn't it? You take a look. You'll see the main picture there is Papa Michigan and General Smiley.
It's got a beautiful pink tone.
Yep.
Some blues, orangey red, matching the wonderful sports jackets of the men on the front. This is fantastic. Is this a double?
It's a triple.
It's a triple. Hello. Yeah.
Now, it says maximum 70s and 80s early dancehall sounds. Now, as a slap in the face to people who are genre fascists, you'll find... You know those people?
Genre fascists.
No, I'm sorry. That's not wave. That's wave. You know those
right.
people? Okay, as a slap in the face to them, you'll be listening to this and you'll be going... Oh, no, no, that's not dancehall because that doesn't sound digital and he's not going... What this is...
Actually, Troy, I think you'll find that's not dancehall.
Actually, it doesn't sound like dancehall. They don't know what they're talking about. But no. what you'll find here is, like, if we just have a quick look on the back, we'll see Alton Ellis, A Fool. And next to it, it says 1979. Now, people will go, oh, that's not dancehall. That sounds like early reggae. Oh, well, guess what? The 1979 means that's when it was a hit in the dance halls.
Okay.
Yeah, not your silly...
So it's contextual as opposed to abiding by the rules slavishly.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any rules anyway. I think rules are just absolute nonsense.
Yeah, if people are, as you say, genre fascists, they're probably listening to the wrong station right now.
I think they're just not listening, full stop. But so what you have here is a lot of stuff which would adhere to those sort of things, like Lone Ranger, even Freddie McGregor to an extent, Papa Michigan, General Smiley.
And they are the gentlemen on the cover?
Yeah, those two. Don't they look good?
They do some fantastic
shades.
See,
where do you think Run DMC got their look from? Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah. But also you have other stuff on here which, well, I think the most important thing is you go, oh, Studio One Supreme. So it's stuff from Studio One, Cox
right.
and Dodd Productions. And boy, oh boy, there's some good stuff. Now, if I said to you, Sarah, Horace Andy...
I would think Skylarking.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you also think Light My Fire?
Mm.
Remember that? I think it's on the second Massive Attack album.
There's
a version of Light My Fire.
With him on vocals.
Yeah. Now, there's a story that 3D from Massive Attack told at the time when he was talking to Horace Andy. Had kept doing Light My Fire and sound checks for a long time, and they decided they'd do a version of it. And one day 3D was talking to Horace Andy, and he said, oh, blah, 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 The Doors. And Horace Andy's going, what's The Doors?
I love it.
And he goes, they're the ones that did they did the original of Light My Fire.
I love it.
And Horace Andy went, it's a Jose Feliciano song. So
that's fantastic.
Which, of course, that was the big hit in Jamaica in the 60s, Jose Feliciano's version. Now, what we're going to play from this is Horace Andy's version of Show and Tell. Now, Show and Tell, most people would go, oh, the Al Wilson pop soul song. And I don't know for sure, but I'm suspecting if Horace Andy is like a, if we like assume that he's going to be along the same lines, he's probably not going to be singing the Al Wilson version. He's probably going to be singing the version which came before, which was Johnny Mathis.
Amazing.
And I'm guessing. But anyway, what you have here is a super cool reggae take on a really classic pop soul tune. And I think this one's an amazing one.
All right, starting with Horace Andy, Show and Tell.
These are the eyes that I never knew. Smile. day and every night. Girl, and it heals the soul of which you're taking control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right?
That was pretty fantastic.
Joe and Tao, Horace Andy. I think it's from 72 or 73, but in the context of this, big hit in the dance halls in 79.
So does that abide by the genre rules, Troy?
Oh, I do not know, but I tell you what, I love that that really tight delay on his vocal in that. Studio One Supreme, maximum 70s and 80s early dancehall sounds. This one is a triple LP set or a double CD. We got it on the shelves now. It's Elfbound.
As it's a triple LP set, is that going to set punters back a little bit more?
No, not really. Southbound. Soul jazz stuff is priced really, really nicely.
Huh.
Yeah. So you're not going to be crying or scraping.
Crying or scraping. Which is a really good segue into the next song.
Because
it's somethinging and somethinging. Would you like to tell me about this artist? Because I have not heard of her before.
Her name is Zara McFarlane. Now, she's been on Brownswood, Giles Peterson's label, since about 2010, I think, or 2011 maybe. And she is probably the most celebrated British jazz singer of now. Now, that probably almost put you off, didn't it?
But, okay. Also, you know, is he on BBC Six, Giles Peterson?
I think he is, yes.
Yeah.
Giles is all right.
He's all right.
When I used to do a radio show here, he did a radio show with me one time in here.
Awesome.
He was all right. Anyways, Zara McFarlane. Now, would it make you feel better if I said, it's not the sort of jazz you're thinking. This is the sort of jazz that has Binker and Moses playing in her band. Does that make you feel better?
But I was all right with jazz. Oh, okay. I was surprised. And now that's another nice surprise.
Shabaka Hutchings is also on here.
Who is Shabaka Hutchings?
You know, the comet is coming, Shabaka Hutchings.
Mm.
melt yourself down, Chewbacca.
Okay, no.
Chewbacca and the ancestors. Okay, he appears on this, but like I said, Binker and Moses have been in her band since her second record, this one being the third. And Moses Boyd, the drummer, in fact, is the producer of this new record. Now, straight away, you would look at the cover, Sarah, and I'd say, hey, Sarah, you're an expert on genre. What kind of genre do you think this record is going to be?
Militant.
You'd say militant reggae, wouldn't you?
Yeah. She looks a bit like my best mate, Nisha, if you're listening.
Yeah, there you go.
All good.
It's what this sounds like to me, and probably to a lot of other people who are going to be listening to it, is it's a particularly London sort of sound, in that it's like a kind of reggae, kind of R&B, kind of soul, kind of jazz, particularly the one we've picked, which is Something and Something.
Fussin' and Fightin'.
Fussin' and Fightin', yeah. And
Crying and a Scrapin'.
Crying and Scrapin'. I've been crying and scraping. I need to get the Zarabic. This one here is also on Brownswood. You know, the weird thing is, the last two records, it's had pictures of her that have looked like, you know, she's dressed and shot in such a way that it could have been a photo of, you know, from the era of Billie Holiday or Ella or something right. like that. This one here is...
It's a weeny bit Shay.
Totally.
The beret and the kind of militant green jacket.
It totally looks like London reggae to me, which is fantastic. Arise is the name of the new LP from Zara McFarlane. It is out now. I think it actually came out on Friday, last Friday, but I didn't bring it in because we had something else last week, didn't we? Is it all reggae-ish? No. The one we're going to hear is kind of reggae-ish. There's a few reggae rhythms and things over the record. There's a... You know what? What's the point of even like going into things when we can hear some of it now?
Actually, Troy, I think you'll find the genre is...
Oh,
Dancing and Fighting by Zara McFarlane. Now, is that, you were saying that was her third album?
Third album, yeah. It's Arise is the name of this one. Before, what was the last one was called? If You Knew Her, which was way more of like what you'd consider the sort of thing you might hear at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London, right, or something. But she's great. She's, I think she's multi-award winning and all of that kind of thing as well. So it's not like she's the sound of the underground or whatever.
But obviously someone who can jump around different kinds of music, different scenes.
Yeah, I think really her vocal is, you know, it's the sort of thing that you can't fake it, and it's, you believe what she's saying every time. And I don't know if that's the mark of like a really great vocalist, but in my mind, if you can believe something, then it is really great.
Right, it doesn't sound like she's trying on different clothes.
No, and it doesn't sound like it's all about her technique, which is obviously fantastic as well. You know, it's really excellent. In fact, I think Arise is the record of hers I've liked best thus far.
Ooh. Yeah.
She's from Dagenham. Have you ever been to Dagenham?
I have been to Dagenham.
That's the real East London. I don't care.
What's Made in Dagenham? Is it a TV show or a film or something?
Oh, I think that was about the Ford factory that used to be there.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't remember who's in it, but somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody's in there. Did you know someone's in that film?
Oh, wow.
See, I don't really know about films, so I spend my time going to see theatre with leaf blowers and stuff, as a rule.
We're talking about Power Ballad, excellent piece of theatre.
There you go. Now, the next thing is something called the Soul Session 2. And when I first sent this to you, you sent me back an email going, oh, I just love Joss Stone, thanks, is what you said.
Stop fibbing, Troy.
Oh, is that not what you said?
No, that's not what I said.
Oh.
No.
No, the Soul Session 2 is...
I'm sure Joss Stone's lovely. Just,
yeah, just no doubt clarifying. I haven't heard that record either, that Soul Session 2 by Joss Stone.
So is that the first one?
This one here?
No, the Joss Stone one.
I don't know. You're the fan. You tell me. Oh, hang on.
Speaking of hazing.
There you go.
Are you holding currently, Troy?
This is the Soul Session 2. Now, the Soul Session in this case is a gentleman from Munich in Germany called Ralph Kiefer. Oh, probably that's not how you say his name. Ralph Kiefer is the fellow's name. And like I said, this is his second album. Now, the Soul Session, what it is him creating these sort of funk, fusion, soul, jazz, all kinds of songs, not specifically soul stuff, and usually inviting vocalists on them. Now, the vocalists on this, we've got George Ann Muldrow from Los Angeles, tremendous singer. Also, the other ones you may have heard of would be, well, Omar. Omar's on here. Omar, the great acid jazz soul singer. No?
Vaguely.
Okay, well... All right, so maybe not then.
You're talking to a woman who is hosting by herself and whose brain is like Swiss cheese. So
why do you just keep pulling me the finger and sneering at me? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Soul Session 2, it's out on an Austrian label called Agogo. Now, the first one came out a number of years ago, 5 years or something ago. Now, what do you think now?
This has got a long... A long instrumental section, so I thought I'd play it underneath us.
Well, the difference between this one and the other ones with featured vocalists is the vocalist on this is speaking, and the vocalist is Jiddu Krishnamurti.
So, forgive me, I'm not up to spec with my Hare Krishna. This is a sample, yeah? Or is this a guru who's still alive?
No, he died in the 80s. He was one of the finest philosophers of the 20th century. Who I think started off with one of those weird groups called Theosophy or Christians, you know, one of those weird things. But basically, he was an Indian philosopher that would go around the world talking about becoming a better person, you know, that kind of philosophy, not self-help.
We were talking about that in breakfast food this morning, so maybe it's something we can all think about. Just being better.
Just be better. But yeah, Ms. Krishnamurti, maybe he died in the 70s. I think he died in the 80s. But so these are samples of some of his speeches that come in. And I think it works really well with this sort of laid-back, jazzy German styles.
Yeah, it doesn't seem out of place.
He's going to start soon.
Soon.
I promise you.
In about 40 seconds.
It's not just going to be us going, oh, motivational. Let's be good.
Yeah, let's be good. He was great.
He's a nice man. Is that positive enough?
That Ralph. That Krishnamurti.
Two LP set, Soul Session 2. It's two entire suites on it as well.
Two what?
Suites, you know, interconnected. Gotcha. One of them which has a song called Steely Dan, which is what you were excited about, of course, being smooth.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for that because Krishnamurti's about to start speaking.
Okay, he's very good.
What we are trying in all these discussions and talks here is to see if we cannot radically bring about a transformation of the mind. Not accept things as they are, but to understand it, go into it, to examine it, give your heart and your mind everything that you have to find out, the way of living differently.
This is from a double called The Soul Session 2. And before that we had Zara McFarlane and Horace Andy from a Studio One compilation, all of which are on the shelves right now at Southbound Records.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.